Dude, did I tell you about playing disc golf this past weekend?
I think you mentioned that it was unseasonably terrible outside.
It was a torrential effing downpour is what it was.
Meanwhile, we've had just like months of snow and cold, and it was like 73 and sunny the day you're texting me about like horrible weather conditions.
Yeah, I saw your story from that day. I was like, wow. Like, I just played 5 hours of disc golf, only 30 holes in like a torrential downpour. Two of the four people on my card quit before we were done.
It's like an unwritten rule that it has to be horrible weather in California when you're trying to do something outside. Like something you've been looking forward to, I guess.
I mean, to be fair, I literally forgot about this tournament until Wednesday when they emailed the like caddy book. I was like, huh. It was Wednesday night. I was like, well, I have one day to prepare for this.
Welcome to Namely 90s. Wow. The podcast that takes you back to the time before smartphones, Google, and Y2K. Join your hosts as they relive the pop culture that shaped a generation and the parts that many people wish they could forget. Listen in to the conversation about how the decade defined those who spent their childhood there and how it shaped them as adults. So, turn down the grunge and dial up the internet. Let's get started. It's time for Namely 90s.
That's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. My name's Andrew, and over there is Brandon.
That's me.
You can find us online at namely90s.com or on Instagram and Blue Sky at Namely 90s. You can also find this show on YouTube every Monday at youtube.com/@namely90s. And if you'd like to support the show, head over to patreon.com/namely90s and get signed up for one of our support levels.
I'm going to talk at regular level. I was just being annoying. Because you have to talk in more silent radio voice now.
I do. It's much more NPR. That's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. We're going to do a systematic review of all things 90s, except not systematic at all.
Well, you're going to enjoy today's episode, trying to make sure that no one else overhears what you're reading.
Yeah, I mean, as long as that's a tease for later. But then as I'm doing that...
Yeah.
I was just saying, like... I'm worried about being quiet, and there's just tons of noise going on in every area around me in my new apartment.
Fair.
So, here we are. Yeah. Let's see. You've had this in here for like 7 weeks. Ryan Coogler rebooting the X-Files? Question mark. The only reason I'm mentioning this is because Gillian Anderson said she would be willing to be involved if he's involved.
Oh, really?
Being Ryan Coogler? Yeah.
Not the original. No.
She specifically said she would be interested in the project because he's involved. I don't know why or what their overlap is, but I read that in an article recently on the internet.
I literally put that in there just for you 7 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm meaning to go back and rewatch the X-Files. The problem is I get through like season two and I just lose steam. Mm-hmm. And I can never get into Hulu. I literally have no idea. I pay for Hulu, no idea how to get into it except on my main TV. Doesn't matter what I do. Doesn't matter how many times I try to reset a password. Nothing.
Yeah, that's sounds like not to be ageist here, but an old person problem.
Yeah, and have I called support? No, not at all. Never. Why would I do that?
Dude, I've called Disney Plus Hulu support at least twice in my lifetime, and it is something you have to set aside time for. So
interesting.
See why. Well, because I had the Disney Plus bundle, but I originally subscribed to Hulu through Apple. And I was trying to merge that Hulu account into the bundle, which apparently is a really easy thing for them to do, but you have to be like high enough in the chain to know how to do it.
Right, but that's what they did for me because we had Hulu and Disney Plus, and they're like, "Oh no, this is super easy. We just combine them all. No one can figure out how to log into any of them now." And they're like, "No, it's just your one centralized password and email." I'm like, "Why then? Every time I put that email in, it says to reset my password, it says that email does not exist. But then I go to my TV and it works. I don't, it's nonsense. And there's nothing on Hulu worth watching except the X-Files, essentially. So
Community's on there. But yeah, no, I recently had to switch back to Hulu for a second because I was watching. There's like three animes that like overlap with each other in the storyline. And Funimation just got absorbed by Crunchyroll. So like there's a whole bunch of new stuff on there. And I'm like, oh, I'll watch this thing. And I kind of got hooked on it. So I watched the first season of the two starting animes, and then they have three seasons on Crunchyroll. Watched it dubbed, but they only have the dubbed for the first and third season. Where's the logic in that? I'm like, I'm not gonna.
Then you
like,
can't.
Yeah, I put it like I have this on as background. It's not like I'm like actually super invested in it.
You just translate each line with Google Translate.
Yeah, well, they have the subtitles, but it's just like if I spent two seasons watching this in a dub, why is the dub not on Crunchyroll? And I know it's because of stupid rights issues, but I had to watch the season two of one of them on Hulu because they had the dub on Hulu, of course. But they only have two seasons on Hulu of things. And then they didn't have the second season of the other show on Hulu. And I almost threw something through my TV today when I was like, oh, I'm going to start the second season of the other one. Where's the second season on Hulu? Why is there no dub? Why is there no dub?
To skip from one to three.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's see. What did I do today? Oh, I got T-Mobile home internet temporarily.
It's going well.
Eh, it's...
Yeah, it's not.
It's all right. What's weird is, like, I'm on my phone connected to T-Mobile 5G, right? Mm-hmm. And I do a speed test, and it's, like, three times faster than the dedicated wireless access point that connects to the same tower my phone is connected to and then to my phone, and speed tests way lower. mm-hmm. But I can only tether 5 gigs from my phone. I'm like, I'm very confused by this.
Yeah, no, I definitely have not done OTA internet for that very reason.
But I do get, we will switch back to our customary cable once we move. So, hey, this is only temporary.
Yay. Yeah, fun. I didn't start a timer.
We have about four more minutes. Three more, actually.
Speaking of four more years, hey, it's the 4-year anniversary of Namely 90s coming up.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I did, yeah. We've
so
been
so trippy. Is this what it's like to record with me?
No, not generally.
Okay.
It's usually pretty good. You just get choppy occasionally. But yeah, we're going to celebrate our 4th anniversary of this podcast being released every Monday for 4 years.
That's crazy. And if you want to congratulate us or shout out your own podcast, you know, get in touch with us on the socials and I'll tell you how. Cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I thought you were going to tell them how to find us on our socials and then you didn't say anything else, but you meant not. You would tell them how to submit it on social. Okay, got it.
I'm also going to apologize for Andrew's video in this episode because I'm recording his Zoom and it is very crunchy.
Yeah. Well, next time I can try doing a screen cap.
Yeah.
And hope that our internet's much better next
we'll figure that out.
June.
Yeah. But yeah. That killed 1 minute. So, did you know there's going to be a Bad Boys 4?
I did hear that. Yeah.
Like you said that, I feel like you said it a while back and I was just like, that doesn't
I did,
sound
but
right.
It was a vehicle for making a slapping joke. But yes, it is really a thing and it is allegedly happening.
Speaking of which, our deranged former president, truthed about Jimmy Kimmel the other night and not 5 weeks ago when Kimmel read the truth on the Emmys that Yeah. No. Apparently, he's still thinking about Jimmy Kimmel. Five weeks later. Not me, apparently. Where was I going with that? So I did a watch party of the Emmys or the Oscars or whatever that was. That the Oscars? That was the Oscars.
The Oscars.
The Academy Awards. And we did we had a bingo card, and one of the things was they talk about the slap. They reference the slap, whatever. So I didn't give bingo. I missed that. That spot on my card because they didn't reference it this year. And then when Jimmy Kimmel was reading line by line and refuting the truth that DJT sent out, he said something about his wife, and Jimmy Kimmel was like, "Get my wife's name out of your damn mouth." I was like, "Yes."
Oh gosh, that's classic.
Sorry for the long setup there, but I was trying to remember what I was talking about halfway through.
You know what really stresses me out? The amount of things that Donald Trump capitalizes in his truths that shouldn't be capitalized. Stop capitalizing improper nouns, weirdo.
Oh, you mean just like this? Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah.
There you go. 10 minutes of banter. And half of that was spent in lag.
To the running. We're off running. What do people say?
Off to the races.
There it is.
Hit the ground running. Yeah.
Hit the ground. Oh, wow. I really did just combine those two. This is the first week I haven't drank before.
Hit the ground racing.
Which is weird.
I'm drinking a cherry limeade from Sonic, but it really honestly just tastes like Sprite. There should be no Sprite in a limeade. That's what is my contention.
There should be no lemon in a limeade. Fair. Yeah.
It's like they colored it with grenadine and it's just Sprite.
That sounds about right. Wait, there shouldn't be grenadine in it either.
Exactly. It tastes like a Shirley Temple.
Is that not the cherry that they put in? The maraschino cherry. All right. This episode is all about Sonic, if you clicked on this and looked at the titles. Because Sonic. It is, Keanu Reeves was just announced as the voice of Shadow the Hedgehog. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and Keanu's pretty cool.
The upcoming Sonic 3 movie. Did you know they did a second one, Andrew?
Was this that terrible Sonic one movies? From a few years ago?
Yeah, with Ben Schwartz as the voice of Sonic and Dominic Moynihan.
Yeah, people didn't like that.
Moynihan. Yeah, they did. They loved it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I didn't like it.
That makes sense. I mean, it wasn't the best movie, but it did well. It did great in the box office, I think. I think it broke until the Mario movie. It was the best video game adaptation movie, which dethroned Detective Pikachu.
But not as good as Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom might be on par with Sonic 2, so which I recently watched. Yeah. The thing you might be thinking of is they released the first trailer for the first Sonic movie, and the live action design of Sonic was terrifying. And
interesting.
Because of the backlash for the trailer, is it Sony, Universal, whoever owns it, redesigned the Sonic the Hedgehog to look more like his video game character, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think I do remember the controversy over the look.
It's crazy. Crazy
I just time. Disconnected two of my devices from the Wi-Fi to see if that would help.
Oh, maybe. I have to do that sometimes with all my computers. But I was just thinking, it's like the 35th anniversary of Sonic, more or less. No, it's not. I don't know. Sonic 3. It's our 200th episode. We get to do whatever we want to do.
True.
Yeah. And by we, I mean I. And there's this thing called Sonic fan fiction. Are you familiar with fan fiction, Andrew?
I am. Usually it's like horned up people writing about vampires. But not always. They're horned up, though. There's something about fan fiction and being horned up. It's
never just like...
just a nice story.
Yeah. And people may know about the memeified Sonic's Ultimate Harem by Little Sonic X. I think he might have changed his...
Sonic Tries Bondage. I feel like that's the name.
it's very classic meme-y. He hooks up with literally every female video game character, makes cucks out of every male video game character. And then people create their own self-insert characters all the time. And I don't know enough about it, but it feels like there's an overlap with like the furry community. Because you make your Sonic persona, you make your fursona, but I'm not educated enough to talk about that.
You get your scritch on.
Yeah, I didn't even know what that meant.
I learned that from an episode of CSI from like the early 2000s. They went to a furry convention.
I think I've seen clips from that episode. And then they even made like a video game out of a self-insert character called Sonic Forces, where you got to design your own Sonic character and be like the hero of the story.
Bad. You know, the phrase self-insert seems sort of appropriate, but I'll let you guys marinate on that and use your imagination.
Absolutely. And speaking of marinating on Sonic, what do you know about the blue blur, Andrew? What do you know much about Sonic?
I know he is compelled to collect rings. Mm-hmm. I believe he's got a sidekick.
Miles Prower. Yeah. Two tails. He flies.
Yeah. He likes doing loop de loops.
Runs real fast,
but that's kind of it.
Never played a Sonic game.
Yeah. But it was always on
Sega,
which yeah. I never had, but my cousins had.
I didn't have it either. That's true. But, you know, the last Sega console was the Dreamcast, which came out in, I want to say, 99. They made PS2 Sonic games. They made PS3 True. Sonic games.
For some reason, I just always associate them with Sega.
Because, it's a Sega. It's Sega's mascot. What I did was... And apologies for the use of AI this way, but I found Ferbdon. He was broken, beaten in an alley. People aren't like
stuffed in AI a drawer. Stuff.
Yeah,
still active even though the batteries have been taken out.
Yep. He went mee boo in the darkness, and I was like,
"You want to talk about an endless clean energy source? Whatever keeps Furbies going."
I believe it's old. It's magic, but with a K. But you know, old school magic. I had him write a little self-insert fanfic Sonic fanfiction for us. So I was thinking we can read this and see where it goes. Our 200th
reveal
episode.
My oldness and put my glasses on.
And I'll take the title in the first paragraph, and then we can switch off each paragraph. This is Sonic and the Retro Podcast.
All right.
And feel free to just jump in at any time if you have comments or questions. I'm sure people out there would appreciate it. In the vibrant city of Mobotropolis, where the echoes of the 90s still lingered in every corner, Sonic the Hedgehog zipped through the streets with his usual speed and flair, but today, he wasn't alone in his adventures. Instead, he found himself invited to a very special podcast hosted by two unlikely companions, Andrew and Brandon.
I call that an adventure, but...
Oh, yes.
My turn.
Oh, yes.
Andrew, a hedgehog with a stubborn streak and a deep love for all things retro, adjusted his oversized headphones as he sat behind the microphone, ready to delve into the world of 90s nostalgia. Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Retro Zone. I'm your host, Andrew, and joining me as always is my co-host, Brandon.
That's me. I was tempted to just like type in Name Me 90s, do a little editing, but no, this is all Ferb Don's original, semi-original work. Brandon, a hyperactive fox with a penchant for chaos and a love for all things upbeat, grinned from ear to ear as he... Why do they make me tails? Grinned from ear to ear as he fiddled with the soundboard. It knows you're my sidekick.
No, just...
Eager to clearly.
Don't I have a soundboard?
Eager to inject his... you do, yeah. Eager to inject his trademark energy into the podcast. Hey, 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 retro lovers. It's your boy, Brandon, here to bring you the latest scoop on all things 90s. What if these were our catchphrases?
Maybe we should use AI for those in the future. As the podcast began, Andrew and Brandon delved into their latest topic, the enduring legacy of Sonic the Hedgehog. With Andrew providing insightful commentary on Sonic's impact on gaming culture, that's unlikely, and Brandon adding his own chaotic flair to the discussion,
the two hosts
painted a vivid picture of the Blue Blur's rise to fame in the 90s.
Actually, that sounds switched, if we're being honest. But as they delved deeper into the world of Sonic, they found themselves transported into an unexpected adventure of their own. With each anecdote and trivia tidbit they uncovered, they felt as though they were racing alongside Sonic himself, dodging Robotnik's robots and collecting golden rings in a whirlwind of excitement and nostalgia. I don't know why I made it sexy there, but this, I think that's...
All this proves is that Sonic doesn't even have a mission. He's just like, this thing is on speed and he's just collecting gold rings.
He's got to take out Robotnik's robots, right?
Sure. And so, as the podcast drew to a close, Andrew and Brandon bid farewell to their listeners, their hearts filled with a newfound appreciation for the iconic hedgehog who'd captured the imaginations of fans around the world. That was good. It was quality. I'm a pro. With their passion for retro gaming reignited, they knew their journey through the 90s was far from over, but they couldn't wait to share their next adventure with their devoted audience.
With a final click of the stop button, Andrew and Brandon exchanged a triumphant high five, their bond stronger than ever as they prepared to embark on their next podcasting escapade. For in the world of the Retro Zone, every episode was an adventure waiting to be explored. And with Sonic by their side, there was no limit to the excitement that awaited them.
So this is proof that when people are worried about like AI eliminating art, I wouldn't worry too much just yet. There were a lot of words, but it really said nothing.
Yeah. This was my third pass through with, to be fair, it was ChatGPT 3.5. So, you know, not as good as 4, but still, I was like, at first I was just like, can you write a fan fiction about Sonic the Hedgehog and Andrew and Brandon? And then it came back with something that was bland. And I'm like, okay, Andrew and Brandon run a 90s nostalgia podcast. Iterate. And then I forget what happened with this third one. But I was like, can Sonic be on the podcast?
And that's smart.
Yeah.
Interestingly, Sonic says nothing.
Yeah. Like you said, this whole thing says nothing. Also happy it didn't get any, it didn't get sexual. that was a goal. Although still fun to read it that way. I don't know. I've only heard some of the Sonic's Ultimate Harem. Like I think Game Grumps read it a couple times when they were playing Sonic the Hedgehog games, and it is something.
Just yeah, and like anatomically, I guess hedgehogs.
Do they have the spiky cat?
No, I don't know. I think they just have. Who knows?
I don't know. I thought I would ask someone that works with animals.
I don't work much with hedgehogs, though.
Fair. Did you know they're illegal to have as pets in California?
I did not know that, but California's weird.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, now let's go to Brandon for the Namely 90s Minute.
Welcome back to Namely 90s Minute. Every week, we look back at a culturally relevant show, movie, or piece of pop culture that probably helps stoke the algorithm. This week, in honor of Knuckles premiering, we're looking back at the better of the two Sonic cartoons from the 90s, Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog is an animated television series based on the video game of the same name that aired from September of 1993 to December of 1994. The show stars Urkel as Sonic, Smart Guy as Young Sonic, the voice of Phil and Lil from Rugrats as Princess Sally Acorn, the original voice of Chucky from the Rugrats as Bunny Rabot, the voice of Yakko from Animaniacs as Ant, Peter from Jumanji as Tails, the voice of Susie from the Rugrats as Dulcie the Dragon, and the official voice of Winnie the Pooh as Dr. Robotnik. Oh, and Dr. Frankenfurter is Sally's dad, King Acorn. The series takes place on the planet Mobius, which is mostly populated by anthropomorphic animals. After a human scientist helped King Acorn win a war with his mechanical machines, the scientist overthrows the king and banishes him to the void, while turning his subjects into robot slaves and becomes a dictator of Mobius, making a dystopian industrial nightmare. The dictator, Dr. Robotnik, tries to squash out a small resistance called the Freedom Fighters, led by Sonic the Hedgehog and Princess Sally Acorn. Sonic uses power rings to get temporary power boosts, in power to fight against Dr. Robotnik and save the people. Sonic's uncle Chuck apparently designed the power rings and the machine turning people into robots, which includes Chuck himself. Eventually, they restore Chuck's free will to his robot body, and Chuck acts as a mole in Robotnik's army until he's eventually found out. Sally manages to rescue her father, the king, from the void, only to find that her father will turn to crystal if he leaves. So he gives her a list of allies to recruit and stays trapped there. Towards the end of the series, Sally and Sonic travel back in time to stop Robotnik before he even starts, but fail, only managing to escort their younger selves to the hidden village of Knothole, closing the loop on their retrocausality. The series ends with the Freedom Fighters launching an all-out attack on Robotnik and destroying him. The Freedom Fighters declare victory and Sonic and Sally kiss. And that's Sonic the Hedgehog in a Namely 90s Minute. More or less.
And now back to the show.
So if you want to, we're going to do a BuzzFeed quiz, Sonic episode. I found this one from February of 2020. I think this was in celebration of the first Sonic movie. Find out which Sonic the Hedgehog character you are, along with James Marsden. That's the guy. And Ben Schwartz. I like Ben Schwartz. He's a funny comedian guy.
James Marsden was very good in Jury Duty. But he did write a letter of support for
Hyde. No.
The foot guy.
OJ Simpson.
Schneider.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they worked together.
Apparently.
First question, and you can find this in the description below. What is your defining characteristic? Is it curious, intelligent, loyal, determined, mysterious, or calm?
I mean, this sounds really self-aggrandizing, but intelligent.
I would go with, I like to be mysterious, but that's clearly a shadow thing. I go with loyal then, if you're taking intelligence.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. Choose a video game power-up you could use in real life. Infinite lives, invisibility, force shield, super speed, super strength, or coins.
Does coins just make you rich?
Yeah. I would go super strength for obvious reasons.
And I would go with super speed because
you're just taking so much speed.
Yeah. No. Choose an iconic video game. Mortal Kombat, Grand Theft Auto, Frogger, Super Mario Brothers, Pac-Man, or The Sims.
I mean, I have to choose Grand Theft Auto. I was obsessed with that game.
I mean, they show Grand Theft Auto 3, but Andrew was obsessed with the original ones, too.
Well, all of them, but Grand Theft Auto 3, I'm still obsessed with. It's just a great game.
It is. I think it's the best, still. And I will pick Super Mario Brothers, because I'm that vanilla.
Choose another iconic blue character. Mystique from X-Men, Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, Sully from Monsters, Inc., Genie from Aladdin, Dory from Finding Nemo, and Cookie Monster from Sesame Street.
I guess I get to pick first, so I'm going to take Genie.
All right. I'm going to go with Dory because I cannot remember anything.
Fair. What is your number one weakness? Caffeine, sleep, shopping, social media, loud noises, or human interaction?
Interesting. These are actually pertinent. Loud noises.
Human interaction for me. Well, yeah. I guess social media too, but I'll take human interaction.
Get off Facebook.
Get off Facebook.
Gosh. How do you fight off your enemies? Bribe them with something they want, outsmart them, fight them, ignore them, appease them, or ask your friends for help. Yeah, I would tend to ignore them.
Fair, fair. I mean, who has enemies these days? I would either outsmart them or fight them, and I'm going to assume I would rather outsmart them than fight them as a pacifist. Pacifist. Yeah. Finally, pick something super fast. 2-day shipping, Venmo transaction, high-speed internet, sports car, a power nap, or requesting a ride share.
I would like to say 2-day shipping, not fast anymore when you live in Seattle.
They took our 2-day shipping away from us, and it's like I think an Amazon facility finally just opened closer to us, and now we have 2-day shipping back.
We get same day shipping. Like, it comes the same day. But anyway, I feel my best when I have high speed internet, just blazing fast, overkill fast internet.
Me as well, but since you picked that, I will go with my power naps are not that fast, so I guess 2-day shipping, even though you just shat all over it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. That's cool.
Who'd you get?
Well, based on this episode so far, who do you think I got?
Sonic? No. And the sidekick.
Yes.
I got Tails. Worse for me.
Oh, are you Amy Rose?
You go first.
Okay. I got Tails. You're super sweet, incredibly humble, and a loyal friend. I guess I just can't pick those like really self-aggrandizing options. There is not a person nor a creature in the universe who wouldn't want you in their corner. That's Tails, right. Miles Prower.
I got Dr. Eggman / Dr. Ivo Robotnik. Okay, sure. People perceive you as the villain, but you have some positive attributes as well. You're super smart and determined to achieve your goals, and even though you despise your foes who get in your way, you have a begrudging respect for their determination. Okay, sure.
Definitely begrudging if you have a respect for someone.
Indeed.
That's hilarious. I should have realized your choices would have led you there, but that was a pleasant surprise. Yeah, so if you want to take that quiz along with us and let us know what you got, comment on our YouTube video or on our Instagram post or somewhere on social media, and we will get back to you or give you a like or a thumbs up or whatever endorphin hit the app that you're using gives.
Oh man, that's funny.
Any last thoughts for our 200th episode, not including like the 90 specials we've done?
No, I can't believe it's been 200. And as we said, please drop us a line if you want to say something on our 4-year anniversary episode.
Oh yeah. And that's it for this week's edition of Namely 90s. Remember, you can find new episodes out every Monday. Find us on Instagram, Blue Sky, and YouTube at Namely 90s with 90s, and tell us what you want us to talk about on future episodes. If you'd like to support the show, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/namely90s, also with a 90s. And finally, you can contact us through our website, but not really, at namely90s.com. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Audible, Gotta Go Fast, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeart, Good Pods, and wherever you get your podcast from. I'm Brandon, that's Andrew, and we'll catch you next time.
go fast.